Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I hope your week is going really well. Thank you for being with us. I want to give you our email address. It's podcast@sugarhillchurch.com, podcast@sugarhillchurch.com. If you've got a recommendation or any kind of feedback or maybe even a topic suggestion, please feel free to drop us a note. We've gotten several over the last couple of weeks that have been really helpful, and so we'd love to hear from you. Well, today on the podcast, I want to think about this idea of how do you take a stand when you're tempted? I think all of us know that temptation is coming, and it comes in a lot of different forms, a lot of different packaging, and so I don't need to describe all that. You get it, but the question is, well, how do you stand? Well, the good news is that you can stand. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13 says that God will provide a way of escape that we may be able to endure temptation. So the good news is we can stand, but the question is, what are some practical ways to do it? Well, one practical way is it starts with guarding our hearts. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." And so a priority is to say, I want to do some things that would prevent temptation from getting into my heart. And one of the best ways to do that is to make sure you're reading Scripture and memorizing Scripture. There's something powerful about getting God's word in our heart, that when we have a steady flow of Scripture over our hearts, it keeps our hearts soft and pliable and tuned in to hear God's warning and to see the escape that he provides. If you don't have a regular habit of memorizing Scripture, I'd pass along a tip that my friend Kelsey gave our small group recently, is that you can write out a verse and begin to leave out words as you write it down. Leave blanks that you go back in and you fill in as a way of saying, I want to get this verse off the page and into my heart. So guard your heart. A second safeguard is to guard your eyes. Proverbs 4:25 says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you." It's this reminder that our world is full of distractions, and there's a lot of things that would pull us away from living a pure life and a focused life. And so this reminder is to keep our eyes straight ahead, fixed on Jesus. A third way is to guard our lips. Proverbs 13, verse 3 says, "He who guards his lips guards his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin." And so it's so important for us to pay attention to the things that we say, because Proverbs says later in chapter 18 that death and life are in the power of the tongue. A fourth way is to guard our time. Ephesians 5, verse 16 says, "Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." It's this reminder that we need a schedule. The unstructured time becomes dangerous time in the lives of so many of us, that when we have too much free time, it's an open door to a lot of temptation. The last one I'll mention is to guard your friends. Guard your friends. Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 11 says, "For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." And it's this reminder that we need to be careful about the people that we allow closest to us, that these are the people that will influence us the most. These are the people who will either lead us closer to God or lead us further away. And so I want to encourage you today that you can stand. You can stand against temptation. And I really think it comes to applying some safeguards, guarding your heart, guarding your eyes, guarding your lips, guarding your time, and guarding your friends. And I think as you do that, you'll see that there's opportunity to stand against temptation. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here soon for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.